Hi everybody, we're interviewing international teachers. We're now with the Sweden people here, and we're gonna ask them a few questions to get to know more about their countries and what they do.
So, how has the pandemic affected you professionally as a teacher?
Oh, in many ways. For example, our students have been at home for majority of the year. So everyone has been taught online, and it's been a challenge in many ways for us, organizing that and making sure that the students get to learn everything they need to learn and so on.
Yeah, I would say the same. My experience from teaching and what I love about teaching is interacting with the students. And online, it's quite tough interacting with a black screen and a student not doing that much. And yeah.
Okay, and on a personal level, how has the COVID affect your mental health?
Well, for me, I travel a lot, so that's my greatest interest. It's what I do and who I am. So for me, it's been very challenging being limited to and staying where we live, basically. So that has affected me since I don't get the chance to do what I love doing. So it has affected my mental health in that way. And also work has been stressful for us, all of us, I think, on a personal level, too.
Yeah, I would say the same as Christina here, but also the problem with social distancing. It's been really, really tough for me. I like socializing, went out with friends and stuff like that, and can't do that. So it's been tough.
Yeah, completely understandable. Mm. And we also wanted to ask you if this is your first time coming to Spain?
No, I have been to Spain 4 or 5 times, I think, in Madrid and on Costa del Sol.
Mm-hmm. I've been to Barcelona twice and to Madrid once, and this is my first time in northern Spain. And we were talking yesterday when we on the way over here how beautiful it is here. So we have a great first impression of this area.
Yeah,
we
really
think you live in paradise. So
yeah, we really love it. So I talked to my girlfriend on the night yesterday, and we had to come here.
Yeah, we hope you like it.
We
and
do.
Yes, and we also want to ask you if you did participate in any Erasmus project like this one when you were younger.
I haven't, but no.
I was part of, you mean as a student ourselves?
Yes.
I was not part of an Erasmus program as a student. I was part of an exchange program to Germany. Mm-hmm. As a short-term exchange. We went 1 week and then they visited us for 1 week. So that's the most similar thing. But it wasn't that. It was organized between the two schools only. So an Erasmus Plus, I did not participate in as a student. But I think it's a great opportunity for as a student getting to travel, see a little bit of the world, and learning so much on so many levels. So I think this is a great opportunity for everyone involved.
That's awesome. Okay, so thank you very much for having this interview with us. We will now give time for other people to do their interview.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bon, comment vous croyez que ce projet nous aide à améliorer?
Améliorer l'anglais?
En tant que personne, mais aussi comme des élèves?
Eh bien, en fait, le fait d'aller dans un autre pays va permettre de voir d'autres choses, de s'ouvrir sur d'autres cultures. Et donc, on apprend en fait à mieux se connaître et à connaître les autres.
Oui, il y a beaucoup de différences entre des personnes qui habitent en Pologne, en Suède, en Italie, en Espagne, en France. Et donc, c'est l'occasion de brasser tout ça et de connaître la culture de l'autre et à travers ces échanges, c'est fabuleux.
Oui. Et est-ce que vous pensez que les liens parmi les écoles européennes est important de nos jours?
Ah ben c'est essentiel et c'est justement pour ça que l'on fait ce type de projet et que l'on est dans ce type de projet depuis longtemps. C'est la base justement, ça permet aussi aux élèves de comprendre que dans leur vie future, il est important d'être mobile, de voyager et d'aller en Europe.
Oui, l'Union européenne nous donne les moyens pour faire ça et notamment avec le e-twinning. Et puis tous les échanges Erasmus, donc il faut profiter de ça, il faut être reconnaissant à l'Europe de nous accorder ça aux élèves et aux professeurs.
Hello. So we're going to keep on interviewing teachers from this time Poland and Italy. So for Italy, we would like to ask, how is the educational system in your country?
Okay, it's quite different from yours. So we have the normal primary school and then we have a secondary school, which is 5 years, and our students at the age of 13 decide which secondary school to attend, which can be classical, scientific, vocational. It depends on what they want to learn. And then most of our students go on to university after that. Okay.
That's really cool. Thank you.
And well, I want to ask you, Poland, if well, now that this year we can travel abroad, but do you think that next year we will have like more travels to other countries with Erasmus projects? And
yes, I hope so. I don't know about the system of vaccination in Spain, but last week we started vaccinating students from 16 and 17 years old upwards. And this week we started vaccinating kids from 12 years upwards. So yesterday my personal daughter had her first shot. So I hope that till September even we will be able to travel.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.